As the World Wide Web has evolved and grown more complicated, so have the tools and techniques of cyber espionage and military action. Perhaps nowhere is this evolution more clearly seen than in China's recent disclosed Great Cannon and its similarities to a tool reportedly possessed by the United States known as Quantum. Depending on how they are wielded, both can serve as a high-tech tool for spies, intimidating weapons of cyber assault, or a combination of both, analysts say. VOA cyber correspondent Doug Bernard has been looking into the growing weaponization of the web and joins us now here in the studio. Hey, Doug. Always good. Nice to have you.
Always good to be here.
Hey, first, what is this Great Cannon and how does it work?
So, no doubt many have heard about the so-called Great Firewall of China. This has been around for probably about 15, 20 years, and it's a mesh, a series of various filters and other devices that really try and sift out websites that Chinese officials don't want people in China going to. So, a great example is, for example, the New York Times. Several years ago, the New York Times ran a set of stories that were not so complimentary to the Chinese leadership and their families, and the New York Times has been a website non grata, in effect. So the Great Firewall is this extensive series of meshes that filters out traffic from getting into China. Now, what the Great Cannon does is it uses that same mesh of filters, but for a very different purpose. So what it does is it takes incoming traffic, unencrypted incoming traffic to China, and again filters it out. And if it finds some of those key trigger words people looking for, it takes that traffic and then directs it in a concentrated and sustained denial of service attack at any target that it wants. So they call it a Great Cannon. You could almost think of it as a laser. It's taking sort of diffuse bits of data and then focusing them in on an adversary to bring the website down.
Like, you mean if a newspaper was sending an article that the Chinese government didn't approve of, they could shoot all this information back at the newspaper?
Or any select target that it wants. And really what they were doing when they first started using it is they were taking people just searching Baidu. Baidu's, probably the largest web service in China. People just searching for, all kinds of various bits of information. It took some of those searches that it didn't necessarily want people to get the responses to, and it targeted them specifically in the case when it was just operated in March. It focused it at two websites, one greatfire.org, which is an anti-censorship site and effort, and the other is a Mandarin version of the New York Times.
Well, how do you defend against this thing?
There's really only one way, and it's not even foolproof. The ultimate answer is all of your web traffic from the point, what they call end to end, the point where it leaves your computer to the point where it goes to where you want to get it to, needs to be encrypted. At this point, the Great Cannon, like the Great Firewall, can't search for those encrypted email messages or search requests because obviously all that information is hidden. But as we know, most people don't encrypt, and so that basically leaves just about anybody open.
So now there's this thing called Quantum. It sounds like a James Bond movie.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
So Quantum is a program. It's actually a set of programs that are operated by the NSA. Now, I say allegedly.
That's the National Security Agency.
Yes, I say allegedly because these come from data and files that were leaked by Edward Snowden. So people who've been looking into this are reasonably certain that Quantum exists. So what Quantum is, it's slightly different. It uses various techniques. I'll just refer to them as injection. So what it can do is it can take, again, unencrypted web traffic. It can inject all kinds of sort of mean bits of information or data in there to trick the end user. So you might, in effect, think you're going to, say, voanews.com, and you put in the search, and a website pops up, and it looks like voanews.com, but it's not. It's a complete phony. So the NSA is building basically phony websites, redirecting traffic, and then also using this injecting little bits of malware into your computer that allows them to snoop around your emails, your databases, your activities, all kinds of things.
Speaking of VOAnews.com, you've got a story on there about all this.
We do. It's called, I think the title is, U.S.-China Possess New Cyber Weapons, which sort of says it. And I think really that kind of strikes at the core of what we were looking at here, is to what degree are these tools of censorship, are they spying tools, or are they, you know, really military weapons? One of the researchers I spoke with, the co-author of the report that initially uncovered the Great Canon, he said these are expressly tools of aggression. They may serve some ancillary purpose in terms of censoring sites governments don't want or spying on people, but really these are aggressive tools that are used, you know, in military-like attacks.
Well, thank you, Doug, for coming by. It's always interesting.
Thank you.
That's VOA cyber correspondent Doug Bernard right here with me in our Washington studios.